Airstrikes hit TF. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. At least three of them, and Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports there are apparently civilian casualties.
Right before dawn broke, large explosions near the Kyiv city center. It appears that Russia launched once again airstrikes, and some of those airstrikes hit civilians in apartment buildings once again as Russia continues the bombardment from the air of the capital city.
Peace talks were scheduled to resume later today. There were hints of progress yesterday when both sides said they were recessing to work on details. The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia planning a trip to Kyiv to show European Union support for Ukraine, and President Biden reportedly planning a trip to Europe as well.
Both AP and Reuters say the trip isn't finalized, but the president could soon be on his way to NATO headquarters in Brussels. He may also make a stop in Poland, which is reeling from a steady stream of refugees running from the Russian invasion, as well as a Russian attack on a Ukrainian base just miles from the border.
Fox's Jill Nato. Ukraine's President Zelensky will address a joint session of Congress tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Biden administration warning China to stay out of it.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with top Chinese diplomats in Rome. The goal? Talk the country out of helping Russia. Sources confirmed to Fox News that Russia recently asked China for military and economic help. China called for diplomacy, while the Kremlin denied the allegation.
Fox's David Spunt. China reports COVID-19 cases have more than doubled in 24 hours from a fast-spreading variant dubbed the Stealth Omicron. Millions of people have been locked down in at least two Chinese provinces. COVID worries pushing stock markets in Hong Kong and Shanghai down sharply. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police in New York are urgently searching for a man they say is shooting homeless people.
The suspect is responsible for at least two murders and at minimum five shootings. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says part of what makes this man dangerous.
We have a perpetrator who is mobile, who has struck in at least two major United States cities.
D.C. Metro Police Chief Robert Conti says they will find this man with police work and
because of the help of the community. I am confident that this case will close.
A reward of at least $70,000 is being offered for any information. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The National Civil Rights Group is suing Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt over his order prohibiting the state from issuing birth certificates with a non-binary gender option or allowing transgender individuals to change their gender designation on state documents. Idaho state lawmakers have passed and sent to the governor a bill that would ban most abortions in the state after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's similar to the law enacted in Texas. Critics plan to challenge its constitutionality. A new poll from AP and the NORC finds few Americans believe there's been significant progress over the last 50 years toward equal treatment for black people in dealing with police and the criminal justice system. A Florida man learns the wrong way to test your illegal drug stash.
The Hernando County Sheriff's Office says Thomas Eugene Colucci called 911, told the operator he suspected the meth he bought may not be real, and requested a test for authenticity. The deputy showed up at his Spring Hill, Florida home, 80 miles outside of Orlando, and ran the test. They determined the meth was real and placed Colucci under arrest. He's now charged with possession of methamphetamine and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond set at $7,000. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.